8:33 here on the Morning Roundup. Rob Getz in the bullpen and joining me on the line this morning, joining us from the New Hampton Chickasaw County Public Health, I have Lisa Welter joining me. Lisa, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Absolutely. We're getting into the month of June, and what do you have for us this morning?
Well, so the first thing that I have, June is National PTSD Awareness Month. So PTSD stands for post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a mental health problem that can develop after you go through or witness a traumatic event. So some causes of PTSD could include a combat vet, abuse or sexual assault, an injury such as a car accident or fire, a natural disaster, or maybe losing a loved one. Anyone can develop PTSD at any age. Some symptoms of PTSD in adults could be reliving the event. So some examples of that might be having nightmares, flashbacks, triggers such as like a smell or something you see might remind you of the event, avoiding things that remind you of the event. So examples of this could include avoiding crowds, avoiding driving, avoiding movies that remind you of the event, having negative thoughts or feelings. So some examples of this might be feeling numb, irritable, angry, aggressive, feeling guilty or shame, or excessive alcohol use. And then you might feel on the edge. So some examples could include having a hard time sleeping, a hard time concentrating, startled by loud noises. You might act in an unhealthy way, like take up smoking, abusing drugs or alcohol, or driving, you know, way too fast. Some PTSD symptoms that could be in children might be you might get upset if parents are not close by. You might have trouble sleeping, acting out their trauma while they're playing. They might draw or tell stories about the event, have nightmares, irritable or aggressive, avoid and withdraw from things such as school or friends, depression, anxiety, substance abuse, and running away. So after the traumatic event, it's normal to think, act, and feel differently. If you have this lasting more than a few weeks or 4 months, it's important to talk to a doctor or a mental health care provider about this. So how events are handled, they're handled differently by everybody. So treatment is available. We just need to know how to get the treatment. So during June, we can help raise awareness, spread the word, and understand PTSD. There are 12 million people in the United States who have PTSD, so it's important to spread the word that there's treatment available and know how to get it. Some of the resources that I found that you can reach out to is Community Crisis Line or the Iowa Crisis Chat, which is a 24-hour line, and their number is 855-325-4296. You can reach out to Your Life Iowa, and that's also a 24-hour line. So that one you can either call 855-581-8111, or you can actually text this line if you don't feel comfortable talking, and that could be 855-895-8398. If you're a veteran, you can also call 988, and then you can press 1, or you can text 838-255, and you do not have to be enrolled in VA benefits to use this line for veterans.
Speaking with Lisa Welter joining us this morning here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull, a make aware of PTSD Awareness Month. What also should we be aware of, Lisa, for this month, for the month of June?
Yeah, so June is also Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. It is a good time not only to spread the word about Alzheimer's, but to think about those other dementias too. So Alzheimer's is the most common type of dementia. Most people are familiar with this. This is a progressive disease, and it starts with a mild loss of memory and usually gets worse over time. Some things to watch out for other than memory problems would be maybe you're getting lost in familiar places, you might be forgetting events, repeating questions, having trouble with handling money even though maybe you've done it for years, having a hard time doing familiar tasks at home like cooking and stuff like that, poor judgment, which could include tripping over things or issues with balance, misplacing items such as keys, decrease in hygiene, maybe changes in mood, personality, or behavior. Some other types of dementia are Lewy body dementia, vascular dementia, Parkinson's disease dementia, Huntington's disease, frontotemporal, dementia, and there's many more. It's important for you, if you see changes in yourself or a family member, to contact a mental health professional or, you know, your family doctor, and they can help with the diagnosis and treatment. The treatment aims at slowing the progression, treating the symptoms, and helping maintain a good quality of life for you. So my grandpa actually had Alzheimer's disease, and I seen firsthand the progression of the disease and the toll it took on my grandma, who was the primary health caretaker. So she had lots of family support, but it is still hard physically and mentally to, you know, put that much care into somebody. So it's important to know the different resources and who to reach out to. And we also have to keep in mind, too, not only the individual with Alzheimer's or dementia, but the caregiver, too. So there is an Alzheimer's Association helpline that you can call, and it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that is 1-800-272-3900, and you can speak confidentially to an expert, and they can help you make different decisions, crisis assistance, education, maybe help you find local programs and more. And the service is free for that. Some support groups that I found in our area would be at Waverly Health Center. They have an Alzheimer's and dementia music therapy group and a caregiver support group. They meet the first Tuesday of the month from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. You can meet in person or you can meet by phone for that. For more information on that one, you can visit their website or you can call Kara at 319-483-4118. And then the Northeast Iowa Area Agency on Aging also provides a caregiver support group, which is on the third Monday of each month from 10 to 11 a.m. It's located in Decorah, and for more information on that, you can call Kelly at 563-277-6024. Sometimes you can get respite care that comes into your home, and what that is a temporary service, and allows the provider to come into your home for a brief period of time to give the family or caregivers relief or rest. So Chickasaw County Public Health and Home Care does offer this service if there's time available. And then there's also care facilities near us that specialize in Alzheimer's or memory care. So it's a really hard decision sometimes to transition your family member to a care facility, but we want to keep in mind that we want them to be safe, and we want to look at how the caregiver's health is. So some places near us would be 11th Street Chautauqua Guest Home in Charles City, and then there's also like Bartles and Waverly. In our county, there's Whispering Willows in Fredericksburg, and they have a memory care unit there.
Very good. Speaking with Lisa Welter joining us this morning here on the Morning Roundup, 95.1 The Bull. Moving on to another topic of interest here with our healthcare assistants. Lisa, could you embellish on this?
Yes. So June 15th through the 21st is Certified Nursing Assistant Week. So we're thankful for our home care aides here at our agency, Holly Bailey, Shelly Bast, Misty Deer, Raina Dunn, Tammy Flick, Jenny Keim, and Wendy Peters. We appreciate all of their hard work and dedication for our agency.
Very good. And last but certainly not least here, Lisa, I noticed that we spoken beforehand via email about a little something you wanted to interact with yours truly here this morning. So what do you have for me here?
Yes, that's right. So I put together a little quiz for you, but I made it easy and did it true-false.
Okay.
So hopefully it won't be too hard.
I will do the best I can. So let's start it off. Let's go.
All right. First question. Chickasaw County Home Health made 5,980 visits in the 21-22 year. Is that true or false?
I'm going to go with true.
Actually, that's false. We made 12,187 visits. Oh. We do skilled nursing, home care aide, homemaker, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and we also do social work visits.
Okay. All right. That's all right. Let's go to the next one here.
Yes. Chickasaw County Public Health investigates animal bites.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
That is true. So we work with hospitals, clinics, law enforcement, and vets' offices on animal bites. We ensure that the Iowa code is being followed regarding animal bites. We investigate the bite, provide education, and ensure that proper rabies vaccines, animal confinements, and rabies series are being obtained.
Okay. What's our next question?
You must go to your family physician to get your blood pressure checked.
I'm going to say true.
And that's false. We actually here at the office provide blood pressure checks free of charge. We take the blood pressure, provide education, and refer individuals to medical care if needed.
Okay. Well, I'm one for two here so far.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if we can keep going. So Chickasaw County Public Health works with 10 different community partners.
I was going to say that could be more. Let's try false.
That is true. That is false, yes. So we work with over 28 different community partners and participate in over 10 committees and groups.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Do we have more questions?
We do. We have a few more. So Chickasaw County Public Health is done with disease follow-up now that COVID-19 health emergency has ended.
You guys are done with that. Let's say false.
That is false, yes. We follow up on all communicable diseases that are reported within our county. We conduct interviews with patients and family to help find sources of the disease and find out where the outbreak is coming from. We place follow-up phone calls to monitor and provide education and guidance. Some of those diseases that we follow are Salmonella, E. coli, West Nile, TB, norovirus, bird flu, and many more.
Okay, very good. How many left do we have?
We have about four more. So.
Four more. All right.
Yeah. So you have a chance to redeem yourself here.
Okay, good.
Chickasaw County Public Health only does immunizations during the flu season.
I'm going to say false.
That is false. We provide immunizations year-round. We are part of the Vaccine for Children program, and we're able to vaccinate children and do lead-level screenings if they meet the program guidance. We do offer the COVID vaccine and flu shots, of course, and then we're able to do Tdap and TB also.
Okay, very good. All right, on to the next one.
Yes, Chickasaw County Public Health holds foot clinics on the second Tuesday of each month.
Ooh. true?
It is true.
Okay.
During these clinics, we do a partial health assessment and do routine nail care. So you can call our office if you need to schedule an appointment for that.
Excellent. All right. Let's get to the final two here. Let's see.
Yes. Chickasaw County Public Health completes immunization audits yearly in the fall.
Let's see. Let's go with true.
That is true. We complete immunization audits for all preschools, K-12 students, as well as children enrolled in daycare in Chickasaw County. And it doesn't just have to be public schools. It's all schools. And we do that to ensure immunization laws are being followed in our county.
All right. Excellent. Final stretch. Let's do it.
Yes, final one is Chickasaw County just works on emergency preparedness and plans just when a disaster happens.
Let's go with false.
This is kind of a trick one. It's kind of true, kind of false. So after a disaster happens, we do involve all individuals to meet, and we discuss the disaster and how we can improve next time. And then throughout the year, we work closely with emergency management, our region, which includes different counties and other counties and state entities. We take part in several drills, meetings, web-based trainings each year to make sure that we're prepared if an emergency or disaster strikes.
All right. So how did I do there, Lisa?
I think you passed overall.
That works for me. So, of course, more information, Lisa, with Chickasaw County Public Health. How can we keep up to speed with you, and how can we get more information?
Yes, a couple things. We have our Facebook page, Chickasaw County Public Health. We have our regular Facebook, which is Chickasaw PHN Nursing. And then you can also go to the county website, or you can call us at 641-394-4053.
All right. Well, that was a fun conversation there, Lisa. Look forward to next month, of course, for July, as we're about more than halfway through the year here with you guys at Chickasaw County Public Health. Thanks for checking in with us today.
Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. 848 here on the Morning Roundup. Country Music News after Gary Allen here. 95.1 The Bull.